17. All week, CNN will prime your body for television's biggest, hottest event. James Comey, live, raw, and unable to comment on an ongoing investigation. We're providing wall-to-wall coverage, keeping your left-leaning dicks and full mess. Like Rachel Maddow with Trump's taxes, Sally Yates' testimony, and all the other smoking guns of the past few months, CNN will stoke your insatiable desire for someone to save us from this shit show of a presidency. Don't miss special reports like Obstructing Justice with Victoria Justice, Tweets Aren't Official Policy, Except When They Are with Kellyanne Conway, and Comey Babies, our exclusive look at the inevitable liberal baby boom exactly 9 months from this Thursday. All leading up to the man himself takes the stand at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll carry the testimony live, followed by a full 24 hours of underwhelmed panelists and our token conservative, Comey Week 2017, because we need this to work.
Minutes of the meeting between Trump and the Russians.
No one's gonna find you, right? No one's gonna come in looking for you or whatever.
I'm in Melania's office, so no. Here's what the outline says. Trump tells the Russian officials that he fired Comey, saying, "Just fired the head of the FBI. He was crazy. A real nut job." The Russians laugh. Trump says, "No, seriously, he was a real nut job." They say, "Okay, but Russian." Trump continues, "A nut job. You know, a real nutter. An odd duck. A screwball. A harebrained. He was cuckoo in the head. A real ding-dong. A crackpot. Not enough tools in the shed." The Russians respond, "We get it." Trump continues, "A real dum-dum. A bongo-zongo. A real Mars rover. A wick-whack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone. He had some pillows missing from the futon. A real jangly key on the keychain. A chipped rock on the climbing wall. Too many crumbs in the cheese dip. As they say in Russian, a few bears loose on the tundra." The Russians respond, "That's not something we say." Trump continues, "That guy, let me tell you, was a real tight peanut butter loop. Not enough ExxonMobil's around the corner. A few too many bees in the hive, or not enough bees in the hive. A real meatless sandwich. A crane brain. The guy was totally floating without a pool noodle, if you know what I mean." The Russians respond, "Sure, is this meeting over yet?" Trump responds, "A real sockety-wockety-zippity-zappity-zoop-doop-zongo. A total zero. That's who Comey is. Get it?" The Russians respond, "We need to put ourselves out of this misery. Hand me my gun." Then the transmission cuts out. Anyway, is that enough for the New York Times?
I think so. That'll do it.
United States is being investigated by the Justice Department for possible collusion with the Russian government in tampering with the 2016 election, and that the President of the United States is also being investigated for possible obstruction of justice. Comey said none of these things so starkly nor directly in his testimony to the Senate Intelligence Committee, but he might as well have. The Republican Senator Mr. Cotton asked it bluntly, "Do you think Donald Trump colluded with Russia?" Comey's reply, "That's a question I don't think I should answer in an open setting, but that's a question that will be answered by the investigation, I think."
We saw confirmation in Director Comey's resolute testimony detailing the frightening reality of President Trump's pattern of contempt for justice, his pattern of concerted and inexcusable efforts to shut down the FBI's investigation of his cronies' ties to Russia, and all of that, I think, disgraces the office of president. The president may not realize that, but maybe I have more respect for the office of president than he does. Instead of protecting our democracy from Putin, President Trump worked relentlessly to obstruct the investigation of Michael Flynn and his campaign's possible collusion with Russia. Nothing less than the integrity and security of our democracy is at stake. So we have an investigation within the Justice Department. We all have a high degree of respect for Mr. Mueller. But that is within the Justice Department reporting to Trump appointees. We have high regard for the fact that Congress can conduct an investigation, an intelligence committee in the House and in the Senate. But that's inside the Congress, inside a Republican Congress. What we need is an outside, independent commission. It's clear that that commission would be more about how do we stop the undermining of our own democracy by a foreign power.
Testified today that President Trump lied about his reasons for firing Comey. Comey's testimony was one of the most highly anticipated political events since the election. The stakes could not be set any higher. But in the run-up to the hearing, Trump tried to play it cool. Earlier this week, he was asked if he had a message for Comey before the hearing and just said this.
Mr. President, what message do you have to give Comey ahead of his testimony?
I wish him luck.
Is there anything more sinister than the way Trump says, I wish him luck? He might as well have said, may the odds be ever in your favor. Of course, Trump did not wish Comey well. In fact, after the hearing today, Trump's lawyer basically said Comey was lying about his conversations with Trump. And before the testimony, a nonprofit supporting Trump debuted an unprecedented attack ad against Comey, almost as if he was a political candidate. So Trump and his allies are targeting the director of the FBI and are questioning his personal integrity, which is completely inappropriate. But don't take it from me, take it from these guys.
What we're seeing now is the old playbook of the politics of personal destruction that the Clintons have rolled out throughout their career, and they're targeting the director of the FBI and questioning his personal integrity.
I appreciate the fact that given the information he had, he decided to go forward with it. Why do I appreciate the fact? Because I'm an American who loves his country.
Bill Clinton essentially called the FBI director, James Comey, a liar when he said the FBI director was spouting bull. Can you imagine? Man.
Maybe he meant it as a compliment.
Man, that's a sick move. I'm going to steal that.
So now we have very clear, damning evidence that the president lied about interfering in a criminal investigation and possibly committed obstruction of justice. And yet, Republicans have done everything they can to either dismiss or deny Comey's allegations. For example, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie suggested that Trump couldn't be held accountable for his actions because he doesn't know what he's doing.
What people don't understand is that they elected an outsider president. Mm-hmm. They elected someone who had never been inside government. What you're seeing is a president who is now very publicly learning about the way people react to what he considers to be normal New York City conversation.
It's probably just his accent, but New York City conversation sounds like mafia slang. Take this guy behind the warehouse and have a New York City conversation with him. And if that don't work, open up a Jersey discussion. Worst comes to worst, a Staten Island tete-a-tete. Of course, coming into today, another one of the big questions was how Trump would respond. His staff was reportedly terrified that he would tweet during the hearing. So terrified, in fact, they tried to pack his schedule to keep him preoccupied.
White House officials are trying to keep the president as busy as possible tomorrow to try and keep him away from Twitter so that he can respond in real time to James Comey's testimony.
It's a sad state of affairs when the White House staff has to handle the president like a toddler on a road trip. Okay, I got the iPad and the sticker book, Ziploc full of Cheerios, 3 Binkies. I think we're good. Let's roll. Let's see what we do.
move over Shark Week and prepare yourselves for Comey Week 2017. All week, CNN will prime your body for television's biggest, hottest event. James Comey, live, raw, and unable to comment on an ongoing investigation. We're providing wall-to-wall coverage, keeping your left-leaning dicks at full mast. Move over Shark Week and prepare yourselves for Comey Week.
Logic exercise. How would Special Counsel Robert Mueller answer that question? By investigating. Who would you investigate to see if Trump colluded with Russia? Trump and all around him. Conclusion? Special Counsel Mueller is investigating Donald Trump, perhaps right now, about collusion with Russia. The Republican chairman, Mr. Burr, asked about Comey's conversation with Trump about General Flynn. Comey's reply, I don't think it's for me to say whether the conversation I had with the president was an effort to obstruct. I took it as a very disturbing thing, very concerning, but that's a conclusion I'm sure the special counsel will work toward to try and understand what the intention was there and whether that's an offense. Second logic exercise, how could Special Counsel Robert Mueller do that? By investigating. Who would he have to investigate to do that? Donald Trump.
WCOM, LPFM, Chapo Carbro. We are rocking out here at WCOM land. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. I do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Experience here at WCOM, LPFM, Chapo Carbro, 103.5, non-commercial community-based radio. And we like to spotlight some craziness going on, but there's so much going on, it's hard to pick. And, well, we'll just buckle up and get ready for the ride. If you want to learn more about the show, go to FuriousG at blogspot.com. That's Furious George, Furious G, blogspot.com. And also, email FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. And other fun ways to contact the radio, including calling us up here at 919-246-9639. And who knows, give us a request or tell us some craziness going on that compliments what we're focusing on. And there's, of course, a great way to help the radio by going to WCOMFM.org and kicking in some cashish. You'll check out the new station webpage, which is kicking. We're just doing some cool stuff around here these days. I'm Furious. Thanks for listening.
I've never seen hatred like this. I mean, to me, they're not even people. It's so sad. I mean, morality's just gone. Morals have flown out the window. We deserve so much better than this as a country.
Right.
And they're not even people.
People.
Morals have flown out the window. They're imploding. So what do? They become obstructionists because
obstructionists.
So sad. Not even people.
Personally seemed concerned with what Trump might tweet about him because right off the bat, Comey mentioned no words about the president.
calling Trump's shifting explanations for why he fired him lies. In fact, Comey said he knew instantly upon meeting Trump for the first time, even before he was inaugurated, that he should start writing down everything Trump told him. Apparently, Comey didn't exactly get the most honest vibe off Trump when they first met.
What was it about that meeting that led you to determine that you needed to start putting down a written record?
A combination of things. I think the circumstances, the subject matter, and the person I was interacting with. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting.
That's the FBI director, a guy who has dealt with liars and criminals his whole life, walking out of his first meeting with the president and thinking, I gotta write this down. Now, if it feels to you like there weren't any new bombshells today, that's because we are already surrounded by previous bombshells. Our capacity to be shocked has already been so worn down by the Trump presidency. He's like your druggy cousin who can no longer surprise you. Kevin traded Aunt Janet's cat for Robitussin. Uh-huh. Did he? For example, Comey said Trump called him out of the blue and said that he had nothing to do with Russia, had not been involved with hookers in Russia. Can you imagine any other president saying that? And yet it's barely shrug-inducing. You're almost surprised Trump didn't throw in a second country. I had nothing to do with hookers in Russia or Thailand. No one mentioned Thailand. Well, good. We had a great time there with no hookers.
Trump continues. The real dum-dum. A bongo-zongo. The real Mars rover. A wick-wack, paddy-wack, give a dog a bone. He had some pillows missing from the futon.
2017. All week, CNN will prime your body for television's biggest, hottest event.
The Russians respond, that's not something we say. Trump continues, that guy, let me tell you, was a real tight peanut butter.
Any other topic, please feel free to give us a call. I wanted to just summarize this, you know, what I've seen, what I saw and heard up until noon when we went on the air about an hour ago, and you know what some pretty good journalists are pulling together. Here's Comey talking about the whole tapes thing. And
here's the question: you're big,
it's
you're
Diane
strong.
Feinstein.
I know. The Oval Office, and I know what happens to people when they walk in. There is a certain amount of intimidation. But why didn't you stop and say, Mr. President, this is wrong. I cannot discuss this with you.
It's a great question. Maybe if I were stronger, I would have. I was so stunned by the conversation that I just took it in. And the only thing I could think to say, because I was playing in my mind, because I was going to remember every word he said, I was playing in my mind, what should my response be? And that's why I very carefully chose the words. And look, I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes. I agree he's a good guy as a way of saying I'm not agreeing with what you just asked me to do. Again, maybe other people would be stronger in that circumstance, but that's how I conducted myself. I hope I'll never have another opportunity. Maybe if I did it again, I would do it better.
So a little self-depreciating comment, but he says, but anyhow, so there was that. And
nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips. In fact, I'm counting this. You say with my boobie tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie girl with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down. We playing Tetris. AM to the BM, BM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem. You just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble. Holla, bitch, sit down. Holla, be humble. Holla, bitch, sit down.
Thank you, Sean. Do you think people should be concerned that the president posted somewhat of an incoherent tweet last night and that it then stayed up for hours?
No.
Why did it stay up so long? Is no one watching this?
No, I think the president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant. Blake.
Sean,
oh, is it
last day?
I thought it was Sunday.
Get the fuck off my dick. That ain't right. I make a play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still I take you down right on your mama couch and polo sock. Ay, this shit way too crazy. Ay, you do not amaze me. Ay, I blew cool from ACA. Obama just paged me. Ay, I don't fabricate it. Ay, most of y'all be faking. Ay, I stay modest about it. Ay, she elaborated. Ay, this that great Poupon, that AV on that TED talk. Ay, watch my soul speak. You let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Hold up, be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Be humble. Hold up, sit down. Be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down.
I was pronouncing it confused.
Can you at least confirm the correct pronunciation?
Blake.
What does it mean?
Blake.
Can you tell us more about the small group of Confifi insiders?
Is the group small, like in terms of number of people?
Yeah, or are all the people in the group teeny-weeny?
Spicy. We talking teeny-tiny Confifis?
Blake.
What does it mean?
Blake.
Pfizer, you've done lost your damn mind, baby.
Yeah, are you fucking kidding us right now?
Blake.
What does it mean?
Blake.
Blake's not here, man.
There's never been a Blake.
Do you mean Drake? He's a singer, not a White House reporter.
Really? I thought he was more of a rapper.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his deal is. I know he's very popular.
Is Drake Covfefe?
Answer the question, Spicer.
Is it Drake? Is Drake Covfefe?
Is it this one?
Again, well, now a revised version is headed to the Supreme Court, and the administration's only chance of winning is not calling it a travel ban. Tell them why, Sean.
It's not a travel ban, because when we use words like travel ban, that misrepresents what it is.
Got it. Okay. So this thing should get approved by the Supreme Court as long as nobody calls it a travel ban. People, the lawyers, and the courts can call it whatever they want, but I am calling it what we need and what it is, a travel ban!
Come on!
Mr. President, that was the one thing you're not supposed to say. That's like going to an AA meeting and shouting, "Who wants shots?" They all do. That's why they're there. But don't say it. And if calling it a travel ban wasn't bad enough, Trump went on to tweet, "The Justice Department should have stayed with the original travel ban, not the watered-down, politically correct version they submitted to the Supreme Court." Mr. President, you can't criticize the Justice Department. You control the Justice Department. To quote third grade boys everywhere, why are you hitting yourself? Quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself.
Insiders.
Is the group small, like in terms of number of people?
Yeah, or are all the people in the group teeny weeny?
Watch very carefully the fringes and the center of the Republican political world here in Washington, D.C. When you see it, it'll first start on the fringes. It'll start with the Steve Kings of the world, right? The Louis Gohmerts, you know, the more outspoken Republicans who are not taken all that seriously. They will start praising Mike Pence. And then that, when that praise of Mike Pence first begins and then gets picked up by somebody like Paul Ryan or, somebody else in the senior leadership of the Republican Party, then you know that the Republicans have decided that Donald Trump is too much baggage. He ain't worth it. He's dragging us down. He's hurting us, he's killing our brand, and we need to get back to the business of giving billionaires tax cuts, screwing the average working American so that we can take that money and give it to our billionaire buddies, screw American small businesses by letting giant monopolies get bigger and bigger and bigger. That we need to get back to that business because that's what Republicans do.
Bonus of watching serious reporters have to repeat those words on national television.
The idea that the President of the United States is at one point calling the FBI director and saying, "I have nothing to do with Russian hookers."
You don't often read a document from an FBI director taking notes that the president called me to say he didn't hang out with hookers.
Hookers. Hookers. Hookers.
And a lot of the dossier actually was substantiated, but that particularly salacious detail was not.
The salacious detail about the hookers.
Yes.
By calling the FBI director and saying, "I have nothing to do with Russian hookers."
You don't often read a document from an FBI director taking notes that the president called me to say he didn't hang out with hookers.
Spicy. We talking teeny tiny coffee beans?
Thank you.
twice. You've done lobbying.
Are you fucking kidding us right now?
This isn't the only tweet that made news in the last week. I know this happened 5 days ago, but I will not be denied the chance to enjoy this one. You know what I'm about to talk about. Just after midnight last Wednesday, despite the constant negative press, Kefefe. Okay. Strong statement, sir. Bold, presidential. Reminds me of the first draft of the Gettysburg Address. 47 Ratzeltab. Of course, change that a little bit later. Of course, the internet lost their kofefe over this.
Hello from the little shop of horrors. Ski mask like the Phantom of the Opera. Go cold like the man in Chicago. Child soldier spraying a chopper. But you don't give a fuck, that's them though. Till a peasant put a pistol in your window. Hey, you ain't really need that chain. You ain't really need that rain. You ain't really need them things. Snow in the bluff showed up. Was a slum to the city blown up. Now the white folks showed up. Everything about sold up. Niggas ass shot. Niggas pulled up. Politics so corrupt. Sold out black ass shot. Real ain't color, my brother. In Cabbage Town, they put they white ass shot. Good day from the house of the haunted. Get a job, get a house, get a coffin. Don't scrape for the path of me. We you at that maximizes our profit. Is that fun? Oh well, hell so's it's boom. We live to hear you say please don't shoot. Draw the light, come on, make my night. When a five reports, what's right with our bike? Some films air all night, till your last say thought take flight. What a great sight, what a job, what a good life. The more we act on, the more we are right. The whole exact gonna stop what we got, we don't argue. We are not calm and impartial. Some call it work, but it's more like an art. Just paint the walls with your heart, and we better not catch.
Don't get captured.
No crying here. Just do your dirt and disappear.
Don't get captured.
Then lay low, take slow, and reappear.
Don't get captured.
Return us victorious. No capture.
Don't get captured.
Taken down 6 hours later and replaced with a response from Trump saying, who can figure out the true meaning of kofefe? Enjoy! See? It's not a, it's just fun.
It's meant to be enjoyed.
It's not a mistake. It's fun. It's fun. He's in on the fun. What a hilarious jokester. It's a great follow-up to everything he does that makes no sense. Who can figure out the true reason I withdrew from the Paris Climate Treaty? Enjoy. Who can figure out the true reason why I inflicted my corrosive vortex of paranoia, wounded ego, and stifling inhumanity on this great nation? Enjoy.
Just like every weekend, I'm just dead. starting. It's just like it was there, but with that all the fighting, no ruin in the end. Just you and me, and with the beat we build back what we broke back then.
And so it seems we may be developing an enemies list in this White House, which we had in the Nixon White House, but this enemies list is going to have heads of state on it, like President Macron and Angela Merkel.
Well, let's quote the White House here. A bewildered President.
Yes, yes.
Trump, it says itself. Yeah. And here again, the Russians are smiling. The Chinese are smiling. When they see this statement from the White House, their smile will broaden. Because they seek to disrupt these historic alliances that have kept the peace, by and large, for the better part of a century. It's important to the Russians and the Chinese that they undermine these alliances we have with NATO, the European Union, these various countries in Europe and elsewhere. And to see this kind of talk from the White House when, by the way, the French president was speaking English, as you pointed
yes.
out at the point, I would be delighted to see President Trump speak to the French people in French.
Blake.
Blake's not here, man.
There's never been a Blake.
Do you mean Drake? He's a singer, not a White House reporter.
Really? I thought he was more of a rapper.
Yeah.
Over Shark Week and prepare yourselves for Comey Week 2017. All week, CNN will prime your body for television's biggest, hottest event. James Comey, live, raw, and unable to comment on an ongoing investigation. We're providing wall-to-wall coverage, keeping your left-leaning dicks at full mast. Like Rachel Maddow with Trump's taxes, Sally Yates' testimony, and all the other smoking guns of the past few months, CNN will stoke your insatiable desire for someone to save us from this shit show of a presidency. Don't miss special reports like obstructing justice with Victoria Justice. Tweets aren't official policy, except when they are, with Kellyanne Conway, and Comey Babies, our exclusive look at the inevitable liberal baby boom exactly 9 months from this Thursday. All leading up to the man himself takes the stand at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll carry the testimony live, followed by a full 24 hours of underwhelmed panelists and our token conservative, Comey Week 2017, because we need this to work.
Thank you.
Trump obstructed justice.
Yeah, I was just talking about you.
If it is obstruction of justice, it was directed at least in part at James Comey to get him, at least in part, as Comey quotes Trump, to let Flynn go. Republican Senator Mr. Risch asked if Trump directed Comey to do that. Comey answered, not in his words, no. Risch followed up, did he not order you to let it go? Comey answered, those words are not an order, and later added, I took it as a direction. This is a president of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as, this is what he wants me to do. I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it. And Comey added he was so clear about what Trump was trying to do that he didn't want to tell his FBI troops what Trump had said for fear that his words would have a chilling effect on their investigation. And for the completion of the attempt to obstruct justice, its intended victim also had no doubt about the cause and effect. I take the president at his word, Comey said. Later he added, I was fired because of the Russia investigation. I was fired in some way to change, or the endeavor was to change, the way the Russian investigation was being conducted. Fired, it seems, not just because he would not just close the Flynn investigation, but also perhaps because he would not publicly proclaim that Trump was innocent of all suspicion, innocent of collusion with the Russians, innocent of everything about the election, innocent about everything in the Steele dossier, down to, quote, hookers in Russia. Fired. Because he was ordered in words that out of context would not seem like an order to close at least the Flynn investigation in a manner which reminded Comey of the infamous phrase attributed to King Henry II of England about the Archbishop of Canterbury. Quoting Comey again, it rings in my ear as well, will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest?
The big news was Trump's announcement that America was pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Yeah, I know, but don't worry. He's got a sound scientific reason.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Mr. President, it's pronounced St. Petersburg. By the way...
For him to suggest this plan, he's safely here in Washington.
His son is in Manhattan.
And if we can, that's great. If we can, that's fine.
I will come for you. Do you understand me? I will come for you.
Thank you.
3.
That was Michael Bloomberg on Amman Report. Back now with the panel. Governor Granholm, we didn't get to speak with you. Does it, to you, is it reasonable to ask the president about whether or not he still believes climate change is a hoax?
Of course. And tell us whether he thinks this is a hoax and whether he thinks the economy, like you just had Bloomberg on, is actually, I mean, he doesn't need to tell us about the economy. We know the studies show the economy will benefit when we focus on clean energy. And
Exxon Mobil supports Paris. Shell Oil Company supports Paris. This president is just, you know, and I was being sarcastic last segment, and I don't usually do that, but he's a sucker for crackpot theories. This is a man who believes exercise shortens your life. He believes that, Stephen, okay? He's nuts, and he has seized onto this crackpot fringe theory that somehow global warming is a hoax when the whole wide world, business, government, labor, everybody...
Okay.
Reason.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Mr. President, it's pronounced St. Petersburg.
James Comey, live, raw, and unable to comment on an ongoing investigation. We're providing wall-to-wall coverage, keeping your left-leaning dicks at full mast. Like Rachel Maddow with Trump's taxes, Sally Yates' testimony, and all the other smoking guns of the past few months, CNN will stoke your insatiable desire for someone to save us from this shit show of a presidency. Don't miss special reports like Obstructing Justice with Victoria Justice, Tweets Aren't Official Policy, Except When They Are with Kellyanne Conway, and Comey Babies, our exclusive look at the inevitable liberal baby boom exactly 9 months from this Thursday.
Nothing less than the integrity and security of our democracy is at stake.
Hookers, hookers, hookers.
And a lot of the dossier actually was substantiated, but that particularly salacious detail was not.
The salacious detail about the hookers.
Oh, getting salacious and furious. We are cranking out here at WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill Harbor 103.5, WCOMFM.org. We like to have fun with the craziness of the week, plus banging some crazy cool beats, which back there in the background is some fun stuff from Lord Raja, or Raja. We also had brand new music from Kendrick Lamar. New music from Sylvan Esso, who's just around the corner over there in D-Town, Durhamska. As well as fun new music from Run the Jewels and other a bunch of new stuff. You can learn more about the Furious Show and all the old kind of crazy shows that we've had here. And the music that somehow makes its way into the madness. The music is the madness. You can learn all about it. Go to FuriousG.blogspot.com and... download all the old shows, almost 20 years worth. Yeah, that's right. Furious George has been doing this since 1998, when we made Pirate Radio happen in Free Radio Asheville, snagged a transmitter from Knoxville Earth First, borrowed their transmitter, helped join the Southeastern Revolution against corporate power, corporate radio, and created some real authentic micro-powered public radio. And that's why we have low-power FM radio today. And that's why I'm able to speak to you through this mic. So we're going to take advantage of that and keep doing what we do here at The Furious Show. And who knows? Maybe next week we'll have some new fun stuff to spotlight. We'll see you then. I'm furious!
Often read a document from an FBI director taking notes that the president called me to say he didn't hang out with hookers.
Hookers. Hookers. Hookers.
And a lot of the dossier actually was substantiated, but that particularly salacious detail was not.
The salacious detail about the hookers.
Yes.
About the hookers.
You can tell how giddy they are to bring it up. They're just so happy. Well, Russia, you mean the location of the PP tape? Yes. And Putin, you mean the guy who has the PP tape? Yes. Ha ha ha, hookers. But the crux of the hearing was Comey's one-on-one meeting with Trump, where the president asked him to shut down his investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Remember, Trump cleared the room and then told Comey, I hope you can let this go. Comey said explicitly he took that as a direction to end the investigation, and yet Republicans seemed to harp not on Trump's apparent attempt to interfere with the criminal investigation, but on the words he used, like Senator Jim Risch of Idaho.
He did not direct you to let it go.
Not in his words, no.
He did not order you to let it go.
Again, those words are not an order.
No. He said, I hope.
I took it as a direction.
Right.
I mean, as the President of the United States, with me alone saying, I hope this, I took it as, this is what he wants me to do. Now, I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
You may have taken it as a direction, but that's not what he said.
Correct. He said,
I hope.
Look, when someone says, I hope you'll join us for dinner, they want you to come to dinner. They're not going to answer the door and say, what the hell are you doing here? You invited me. I was just hoping. And then there was House Speaker Paul Ryan, who tried a version of the Chris Christie defense, saying basically that Trump was too dumb to know that what he was doing was wrong.
The president's new at this. He's new to government. And so he probably wasn't steeped in the long-running protocols that established the relationships between DOJ, FBI, and White Houses. He's just new to this.
So wait, the president is just learning on the job? Even at Chipotle, you have to shadow someone for a week.